tell me some of the, from 1932, I would say you have memories about 1935. What was the major change in this city, or some of the major changes that you see?
Well, there were no major changes until they started integration. Up until then, everything was, you know, status quo. There was no difference. Then things started changing because the blacks had wanted jobs, and they wanted, better jobs than just the maids and the porters, you know. I worked for different hotels out there as bar boy, and I got where I was pretty good. And then another young man named Reuben, he and I went to school together. He was a couple years older than me, but he got to be a real sharp bartender. And he had a personality that everyone loved, and he went on to be one of the first black bartenders on the strip. And then from then on, there was people coming in from different places, and they knew how, a lot of black people from the larger cities knew how to come into an organization, you know. And so therefore, they came in, and they were the ones that really helped the black people that were here to get these different jobs, because they would get a job and they were good at it and blah, blah, blah. People, and the other people over here say, oh, yeah, well, we'll get us one of them, you know. Yeah.